Dale Harris knows the importance of family property passed down through the generations. She currently lives on a piece of property in Gainesville where her grandmother built a home in 1947. It's a house of which she, along with a lot of other family and friends, have fond memories.
The home was used for a lot of social activities, a lot of weddings. A lot of people will still come up to me and say, oh, when I was younger, just married, we lived in the upstairs apartment. And just a lot of community social activities.
So in 2019, when Harris found out about a separate piece of land in the Florida Panhandle that was connected to her family for multiple generations, she was immediately interested.
It was really unbelievable.
Unfortunately for the family, just finding out about the parcel didn't mean they could immediately use the property how they wanted, and it was vulnerable to predatory land buyers. It also required ongoing legal expenses. That's because the land is heir's property, a form of land ownership that's caused many families, primarily black families, to lose millions of acres over the past 100 years. African Americans, who owned roughly 15 million acres in 1910, lost up to 90% of their land by 2007. And according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, heirs property is, quote, the leading cause of black involuntary land loss. So what is heirs property?
Most of the time, what we're running into, families are not leaving wills.
That's attorney LaTanya Lipscomb-Smith with Three Rivers Legal Services in Jacksonville.
They're not deeding the property through right of survivorship. And when you're not deeded the property through right of survivorship, you have to go through probate in order to get proper title.
She says owners of heirs property can experience a lot of related problems because they can't prove that they have clear ownership, which is called a clear title.
Clear title is the nucleus of this whole issue. If you do not have clear title, you cannot do all of those things. You cannot get FEMA relief. You are not able to modify that mortgage and get the mortgage into your name. You are not able to get those property exemptions on the home. And also keep in mind, there's more than just that homestead exemption. There's a whole laundry list of exemptions that you could be applicable for.
Heirs property is also vulnerable to real estate speculators and predatory developers who have used ambiguous laws and tax details to acquire land at cut rate prices. But clearing the title of an heirs property can also be costly. Just ask Harris.
It gets so involved that you have to document and get go to vital statistics and get death, you know, records and everything, and they're not cheap. Each document costs, so it's expensive.
The fees and penalties associated with heirs property are a burden for many of Lipscomb-Smith's clients.
It's just insurmountable, and then you're also dealing with, especially with us, low-income family members. It's just too much. It's too much.
So how did we get here?
Think about what it's like in 1865.
Patrick Mason is an economics professor and director of the African American Studies Program at Florida State University.
You have nothing to eat, no place to stay. The only clothes you have, you're wearing. And you, of course, don't have any savings, no wealth. You can't read or write. And you're at the mercy of people who never liked you, never saw you as human beings. And now they're mad because you're free and celebrating.
He says that after slavery ended and despite brutal violence and discrimination, African Americans in Florida and across the South acquired millions of acres of land. But they lost much of their land due to violence, intimidation, and public policies that were tailored to help white people, and in many cases, economically stifle black families.
They did not exist to serve the African-American population. They exist to serve the interests of people who wanted to take the land. So you get a problem in transition because there's no will, or because the owners are out of state, or because people don't understand. Then these other more powerful people can come in and take advantage of that.
While it's difficult to accurately quantify the amount of heirs' property in the U.S., recent estimates from ProPublica and the New Yorker magazine have a third of land owned by black families in the South as heirs' property, equal to 3.5 million acres with an economic value of up to $28 billion. Now, officials, activists, and Florida residents are trying to help families retain and prevent land from being lost. Sky LeBron, WUFT News.